WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today we hear from a Sheridan resident trying to redefine her community through her organization's neighborhood support initiatives. Terry Minor Spencer leads West End Power, which stands for Providing Opportunities with Effective Resources. Minor Spencer spoke with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort about how the program started 3 years ago.
We started an adult GED program because our men and women, you know, were lacking employment because of not graduating from high school. So me and two other members went and got certified through the Pittsburgh Literacy Council. Now we teach the GED program. We partner with the West Side Salvation Army over here. We do kettlebells. We help with a lot of their programs that they have. If something is in need of, we do a lot of gather up the resources for the community, just trying to make sure that the community is at the table.
What motivated you to do these things?
You know what, just having the conversations with our community members, you know, them not knowing what was going on, lack of support throughout the whole community, because a lot of people call the West End, some like to say we are the forgotten community. That's what really started the lack of new knowledge or the lack of what's really going on. And we just decided to, you know, let's get together and try to find out what's going on and bring it to the community so everyone knows.
Why was it said that the West End is forgotten? Why were people saying that?
Well, people like to say that. They still kind of say that because it seems as though we were speaking different languages. We weren't, this table will be saying one thing, and the rest of Pittsburgh is speaking one language, and then West End would seem to be the last at the table. So it kind of got like that, and then it kind of got like we became stagnated. You know, we became stagnated, and so now we're moving forward, you know, and try to build unity as one and speak one language so we can all be on the same page and at the same table.
What more would you like to do? Do you see things where they should be, or is there more you'd like to do?
I love to see thriving people making it. I'm a strong believer that if you know something, share it with someone else. Don't hold it. Because that's where we stay stagnated. You know, if you got something to share and if it can help the next person, share it. That's the only way that we can grow. And one of my friends had said how can we get our seniors to sit back out on the porch? You know, how can we get our seniors to not be afraid to tell a young man, pull your pants up? You know, or tell a young lady, hey, that's not how you're supposed to be talking. How can we get our seniors back in our community feeling safe and a part of our community? So, right, that's something we're working on as well. Everyone's included. Everyone has a seat. Everyone is welcome. And everyone feels like this is part of what they can go to and say, hey, how can we help?
Terry Minor Spencer of Power, Providing Opportunities with Effective Resources. Thank you for taking time to do this interview.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.